Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Today's March 26th, 2 p.m., which means that it's Lyrics We Love, and I'm here in the studio with a very special guest. Jay is going to be here for today's episode on queer yearning. This was Jay's idea, but let me say, when she was like, oh, what should we do this episode on? I was like, hell yeah. That's exactly what we should talk about, especially because it's been a couple of weeks since we like started the songs. So my name's Francis. I'm the host for Lyrics We Love, and I'll pass it off to Jay.
Hello. My name is Jay. I'm here today. I'm really happy to be here today. When Francis asked me to come on, I wasn't sure what to do, and then I was just like, I think I was listening to one of the songs that was on here, and I was like, oh. I mean, sure.
Lol.
So, and I was like, oh, Francis probably like did an episode on this already.
But no.
Not yet. So
I do an episode on this every day of my life.
No, yeah, that's every day.
Not on air. But yeah, before we get started, I just wanted to take a second to acknowledge where we're broadcasting from. CITR, the station, is on the occupied, stolen, traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Hunkaminam-speaking people. That being said, CITR also broadcasts, though, further than that. We broadcast as far out as the stolen Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh land, which is labeled as Vancouver colonially. If you've heard my show before, you'll have heard my kind of intro about my own positionality, but I'll just say it again and I'll keep it short and sweet. I'm mixed Latinx and Albertan. I was born and raised on Treaty 6 territory, which is Calgary, Alberta. My mom's Mexican, and then my dad's like a very big mix of European settler, Brazilian, Romanian, Uruguayan. Did you want to add anything?
Oh, yeah, sure. Both my parents are from Trinidad and Tobago, and I grew up here in so-called Vancouver on stolen land in Vancouver.
And yeah, last thing I think on that note is, if you were aware, today's Wednesday, so Monday and Tuesday, these past couple of days, was the AMS student-led strike for Free Palestine. The referendum passed with flying colors, and it was both beautiful and painful and exhausting and incredible to just see like how many people showed up to all of the like walkouts. There was a film screening, there was bagpipes in the nest. It was really like, it can be very exhausting. I think yesterday it was a really hard day for me, to be honest, but that being said, it was wonderful to be like in community and seeing that so many people here at UBC are on the same page. So that's goated. So to end this and start our episode, Free Palestine, and we're gonna start with the Cocteau Twins. Cocteau. Okay, I feel like oh yeah, there probably is gonna be swearing, by the way, on this episode. It's before 9 p.m so I'm just gonna say that to anybody listening right now, if you don't want profanity,
get the children out,
get the children away, because we will be talking about queer yearning. So yeah, we're gonna start with four tracks per remaster 2024 version by the
Cocteau Twins.
And then Heavy Light Is Air by Alice Phoebe Liu, Porcelain Hands by Weather Day, and then Kyoto by Skrillex, because I'm on a Skrillex kick right now, and I just like could not do this episode today without playing Skrillex. And there's a really good lyric. It's really nasty, but it's awesome.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So here's the Cocteau Twins.
Where you are. Coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net.
Okie dokie, we're back.
We're back.
So, Jay, tell us about PRRR.
Okay, so I think the Cocteau Twins are probably my favorite band ever.
Hell yeah.
And that's because when I was a teenager, that feels weird to say now. But when I was a teenager, I used to listen to them all the time.
Mm.
And like so many like formative events in my life.
You were a cool teenager then, because that's goated. Like listening to the, like I just discovered them not that long ago.
That's okay. Everyone has their time.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like a lot of events happened in my life when I was in like nearing the end of high school, and I would just like listen to Cocteau Twins constantly. And this song, Purr, it's from Elizabeth Fraser. She's the vocalist. It's supposed to be like a song to her daughter, basically, like a lullaby type of thing. And just like, yeah, just for her daughter. She says, like, I'm glad you are a girl. I'm pleased to know. I don't know. It hit me in like a way when I first heard it. And it's like the last song on the album, too. And it just like, it builds for like 2 minutes. And then it finally, like, the chorus is like repeated like 20 billion times until the end.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's also the lyric that I wrote down was glad you're a girl. Yeah. That's really sweet. Was there anything else that you wanted to add about that song?
I was definitely like, when I was trying to figure myself out, like as a queer person, it was definitely like comforting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like there's a lot of things that I listened to. Like, for example, like when you were saying about how you would listen to that on repeat, that was that was me with Macklemore. Like, nice. For context, though, like, long story short, until I hit like 13, I like wasn't allowed to like listen to, I wasn't allowed to consume any media that was like not religious because of like my upbringing and like I was in a like private school and stuff. So I was like a little closeted queer person that was like, oh my gosh, like, you know what? Matter of fact, Jesus does not love me. Like, so I was like, I remember like I would listen to Macklemore. And, like, I knew that, like, I wasn't allowed to listen to Macklemore because it was, like, not, like, I don't know, Bible stuff. And so I, like, and, like, that song was, like, when I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay. And that, I remember listening to that album, like, The Heist or whatever. I would, like, put it, like, it's actually, like, I don't know how to feel about it now because it's kind of weird. But, like, I would, like, put that album on in my, like, earbuds and I would fall asleep to that album just, like, on repeat. Like me and Matt,
awesome.
I think you're
first rebellion.
Yeah, you're cocked
Francis
out. Yeah,
first rebellion.
No, that was not my first. But
no, I know.
Yeah, I feel like your cocked out twins is for me was that Macklemore album. Probably
that's awesome. I'm pretty sure that album won Album of the Year over Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. I think Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is way better. But
no, it's not right at all. That was like one of the biggest like.
That's illegal. Yeah, ever, that's pretty illegal. I'm just gonna say Kendrick, you should have won that one. Do you want to talk about Porcelain Hands? That was because we played four tracks. You want to also talk about Porcelain Hands? That was the third one we played.
Oh yeah, sure. Weather Day, really awesome musician, from Sweden, who I actually saw last year. They came to Redgate. On tour, I got to interview them. It was really awesome. They were just talking about how much they loved like Northern Lion, like the streamer, because he's from Vancouver.
Cool.
But I got to talk to them about some of the lyrics, because this whole album is like, it's called Come In. It's like it's kind of like a narrative album, I guess. And Porcelain Hands is like the last song, again, another last song. But the whole song is like, I don't know, it's quite emotional for me because it was like near the end of the song, like before there's this really loud, like instrumental break, guitar break. They say like, I'm not some embarrassing painting. And that just like, I don't know. It like really hits you, especially after you listen to the whole thing. But, and I got to tell them that in real life and that was like really...
That's
really
awesome.
Like, hey, like this lyric really affected me.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. I love that.
And they're gonna be back in April. I don't think I can go, but I think it's sold out now. But April at Redgate, or not at Redgate, at Green Auto.
Cool.
So
swag.
Yeah.
Be there. Be
love,
square.
Love Weather Day. Yeah, they just dropped a new album.
Nice.
First album in 6 years.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Two of the other tracks that we played were Heavy and Light, Heavy/Slash Light as Air by Alice Phoebe Liu, and then Kyoto by Skrillex. I'll start with Alice Phoebe Liu. So this song for me reminds me of the summer of 2023 when I was traveling Europe, for like a film festival, like Go Global thingy with, like UBC Go Global. Yeah. Sorry. I worded that really weirdly. Nice. Yeah, summer of 2023, I, like, started to develop a crush on, like, one of my queer friends. Like, we were like, I'm not going to obviously say who they were because that would be, I'm not going to do that.
Tear it all up.
No. But yeah, we were just like really good friends. Like I didn't have a crush on them like while we were traveling together. Well, because so we did the film festivals like a week straight and then we like traveled. I mean, straight up, like I'm going to send, like this person probably knows who they are if they're listening, but you know, lol. So anyways, I developed a crush, but like it wasn't until I got back, like we got back to Vancouver, where I was like, oh, shizzle. Yeah, I have a crush on you. And he's a gay man, which like is a thing that I always, just always happens for me that I have a crush on a gay man. And then, yeah. So yeah, we got like, we traveled Porto together and then we got back and I was like, oh, I have a crush on you. And then I told him that. And you know, why not tell people?
Like, yeah, why not?
Literally YOLO. Like there's literally... Like, there's nothing to lose for most of the time. Sometimes there is.
Yeah.
I've decided not to tell people before, but it's always a, you know, case by case. But, so the lyrics that stand out in this track for me are, has it started or is it already over? The way you look at me made me want to believe that there's something more. And then there was one more. Let me just find it quick. I screenshotted it. Standing too close to the fire, want to play it cool, but also want to get higher. Yeah, those are those lyrics.
That must have hit in Europe.
Oh, gosh. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, after that, like, me and my friend, like, because we kept, like, me and my friend kept our travels going, and this person went back to Vancouver, but, like, me and my friend Diana, like, after this whole, like, Portugal thing, like, we went to Berlin, which, like, was really awesome for me because I was like, I lived there for a bit, so it was just like, it was really comforting to like be back there. And then we went to fucking the club, we went to Berghain, and we like lost our shit. And so it was like, you know what, doesn't matter. And then Kyoto, once again, swear warning again, if you need to tune out for profanity. Kyoto by Skrillex, the lyric here that I really like is, bass makes that bitch come. We're going to leave it there. Anything you want to add?
It always does.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. When I'm listening to Skrillex, yeah, the bass makes me come when I'm listening to Skrillex. Yeah. So, like, they know what they're about. Like, bring back Skrillex 2025.
I like that it took, like, 2 minutes for that verse to start, or, like, halfway through the song, and then it just, like, hit.
Like,
that was awesome.
Yeah, I Skrillex. Okay. All right, so now we're going to go into four more songs. And those are going to be I Wish You Were a Girl by 12 Rods. That's a song that Jay added. And then I Want a Boy by Sister Wife Sex Strike. That's a song that I added. And then What It's Like by Arthur Russell. And then Dogtooth by Tyler the Creator. All right. So
that's
here.
Cool.
Let's go. Here is I Wish You Were a Girl. Dun, dun, dun.
We'll be right back. bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm when the whole house is freezing. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who doesn't like to go out shopping. I want a boy who thinks it's sexy when my lipstick bleeds. I want a boy who can go all night without stopping. I want a boy who knows exactly what he needs. 1, 2, 3, the boy for me and I'm the boy for you, drop me a line at OBA419@bard.edu. Tell me a little bit about yourself, send a picture or two, and hurry up now because it's only getting colder. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while I shower. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm.
I've been touched by the Lord. I don't need you anymore. And she didn't know what to think, but she loved the Lord. So she just leaned back in the pew and thought about the tall grass and said, Reverend, she said, Reverend, Reverend, the only reason I did it was to find out what it's like. Is this what love's supposed to be? that life was fighting, but this is what it's like. This is what it's like. I read somewhere that real love is heart and soul. Yeah, but only a master could understand that. I left that old magazine and walked out into the green of summer. I felt like I could cry, but in the grass I only sat. But I now want to gamble, and I don't need the strength. I didn't know that love would strike me, but this is what it's like. This is what is life.
Around my face, I don't want nothing in return. Her body counting who she fuck ain't never my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house.
We back at it again.
Yo, she could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Except for some her time and all her love, that's my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house and turn it to a yard. If you don't know my grandma name, then we ain't really dogs, bitch. I shook your hand, I don't respect, don't call me king. I'm not your twin, I'm not your brother, we just met. See, I won't purchase, no Birkin. Got hobbies, got purpose, got bumpers, I'm perfect. Yeah, Kelly Green wagon look better when the gloom out. Canary shine brighter in the dark, I bought the move out. The plane fly better when it's just me and the pilot. Tuition for the mileage, it's worth it for the silence. He cast bras like radio. Shit your lady knows. This young T like baby clues. And I got that five. And I got good dick. Guap long, dick long. Plus I look good, bitch. She could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Because if she get off, then I get off, that's my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house and turn it to a yard. If you don't know my grandma name, then we ain't really dogs. Bitch, that's a lot of motherfucking necklace. 5, 6, 7 is a figure for a set list. Ring, 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 bitch, pick up the phone. I don't care if y'all together, I will tell down at home. Shit, I shit me through Perry and back a Phantom of the Thread. The driver's seat of the Enzo could barely fit my leg. And Virgil, my chaperone, he look out from overhead. Not sure what you overheard, but it's probably what I said. Bitch, I'm out here living, y'all on the feed. My girl look like Zaza Beats and Khalees. I pull up in the what the fuck is that, dog? It's Mr. Peculiar, that's who I be. Niggas telling women how they body supposed to be, but never take advice from any nigga with a lean gut. Keep your chair rocking and my 2 cents in your pocket. Your only option, I don't play no motherfucking game. She could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. And will I ever fall in love again? I can't confirm. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house and turn it to a yard. If you don't know my daughter name, then we ain't really dog.
Yeah, nigga, yeah. dog tooth. I'm a dog tooth.
All right.
Hello.
We're back. So you just heard Dogtooth, Tyler the Creator, lyrics here that are goated. Once again, swearing and stuff warning. she could read my face. I don't want nothing in return, because if she get off, then I get off. That's my concern. If you don't know my grandma name, then we ain't really dogs, bitch. I love that. I really love that. that has nothing to do with yearning. I just like that lyric.
Yeah, that's a good
lyric. And then on the yearning vibe, she could read my face. I don't want nothing in return, except for some of her time and all her love. That's my concern. She could read my face. I don't want nothing in return. Her body count and who she fucking ain't never my concern. That's goaded. Goaded with the sauce. And then you also heard I Want a Boy by Sister Wife Sex Strike. They are a queer Seattle-based folk punk band that Kira here at the station showed me. And yeah, that's just like, I don't know. It's like, it's just, that song's giving past lives. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
And then we also heard What It's Like and Wish Girl. I'll just say for me, the lyric that stood out for What It's Like, this is Jay's song though, but I really like the I've Been Touched by the Lord. I think that's really fucking funny. Yeah, why did you add these two songs, Jay?
I don't know. Okay, so What It's Like, I used to get very intoxicated and listen to that about a year and a half ago, and it was great. And it just, I don't know, it felt like, it was like ecstasy, kind of. It just was like, yeah, this is what it's like. It was really awesome. And yeah, also I love that it just like changes. It's just like random like conversation between two people. It's like what they're talking about, like, I've been blessed by the Lord, I don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
And then it gets like really loud and like slow, and I don't know, it's like a ballad kind of. And I really like that. And I Wish You Were a Girl, definitely when I was in love with who's now probably my best friend in high school, I definitely played that song a lot. And shout out to my friend Russell, who's at U of T, but was the one that showed me this band 12 Rods. They're really awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. To end us off, we're going to listen to Take Care by Beach House. We don't have time to play the whole song, so we'll just play a portion of the song because we're running out of time. But Take Care by Beach House. And
Take Care.
Take Care, yeah.
Stay with me. Indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the Downtown Eastside by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kailalalelum.ca, or Instagram at kailalelum to learn more or donate.